Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back once again with another Geek Culture Congress. One of your hosts is always Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by the OG, the original co-host, comedian, actor extraordinaire, Mr. Tarik Lewis. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm just trying to figure out who all in the world hates Reva. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
I don't understand either.
I just research everybody. It's just, you know.
It's interesting, though. It's interesting to hate the, you know, I'm trying to, I try to put a finger on it, but at this point, I just don't care anymore. I just want to watch the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Listen, we went right into a topic.
Yeah, we did. Shouts out to everyone who's live with us right now. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Everyone on the YouTube channel, on the Twitch feed, on the Facebook pages. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here. We're going to talk nerd, man. We got to talk Star Wars. We're talking The Boys. We're talking Ms. Marvel. We're talking a bunch of stuff, man. Even video games today. I got my friend. He's back. Mr. Drew Tallman, a.k.a. Alto Games on Twitch. How you doing, sir? We can't hear you, buddy.
Can't quite hear you yet.
I can't hear you, buddy.
But he looks good.
And you look great.
Good looking guy, man.
Yeah, he is a great looking guy.
We got to do something with that white balancing in the background. But other than that,
there's nothing professional about this show at all. At all. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, Ivan? Buddy? Yeah, you're in a whole attic up there, Speedy. I don't know where you are. You're in a weird back cave.
I give people the whole tour of the cave here. Let's see while I wait.
That's where you go when your family hates you.
No, that's where I guess I DJ, do my live stream
okay,
there.
I can hear you guys now.
Yeah, now I can hear
you,
buddy.
We got you.
There we go.
Alto Games in the house.
Wait, I'm still doing the tour of the man cave here.
Let's just start with some Mr. Cheese. Is that Big Cheese? Anyway.
What? Say it again?
Said Mr. Cheese Gaming. I wonder if that's Big Cheese. I had a homie.
He's fine on my streams, but yeah.
Okay.
He's actually in England. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what's
I will be in England in September. That's dope.
Oh, nice. Oh, awesome.
I want to go to England.
I love, dude. I've only been to London and I went to Stonehenge, which is not in London, and Bath. Okay. And the lady was like, when I went to London, she was like, have you ever been to Bath? I was like, I'm going to Bath.
We're going to do that.
Big
welcome to our one of our co-hosts as well, Joey Franchise. How you doing, sir?
Yes, sir. What's goody?
What's good, man?
Yeah.
You at home, bro? You going to this game, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, I ain't going to the game. I wish I was going to the game. I got caught up doing a bunch of other extracurricular activities.
Wait, you're telling me you don't have a casual couple thousand to drop?
Come on, Joey, you big time, bro.
I'm a casual go to the parade person. I go to that parade. Parade freak, huh? Argue might be a little bit. I hate that parade.
Run that parade up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Listen, before we do nerd stuff, I'm watching Top Gun 2. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Top Gun 2 is nerd stuff, but everyone seems to love it. I gotta go see it.
I literally just got done watching it tonight, and it's probably the greatest. I'm not gonna hype it up that much, but one of the greatest cinematic achievements I've ever seen in my life. Like the fact that they're able to, like they were clearly flying planes. Like the level of practicality that was involved is insane, and like you can see the G forces on their face. Yeah, like I had goosebumps like the majority of the time.
No, play on words there. Goosebumps. It's goose. Okay. Well,
his ghost is it's present. I mean, it's not a character, but it's yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get that out of the way.
Alive.
I'm definitely going to see that. I don't know if Joey. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was definitely amazing. I'm trying not to watch it again so I can actually have the movie on digital. So
yeah,
okay.
I'm waiting for you to come home.
I just got my AMC stubs. So I'm out here in these AMC streets.
Uh-oh.
Oh, trust me. Well,
you get to cut that line, son.
It is Tom Cruise's best box office movie ever.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Didn't think he was.
It's a great movie. Great movie. Welcome to Michaela. Michaela, how you doing, Michaela?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Michaela, Ewan McGregor, best friend.
Ewan.
My, Ewan, yeah, the rumors are true.
You're the only one with a picture with him.
I'm the only one.
She finally met Ewan.
You know, funny thing is, I have a picture with, at Star Wars convention, I have a picture with, like, this Lego Obi-Wan. Mm-hmm. And when I tell people, oh, I met Obi-Wan Kenobi, I show them that picture, and they're like, F you.
Why? It could have been worse. It could have been Reba.
I'm telling them I met Obi-Wan Kenobi. But I have a Lego. The guy dressed as a Lego Obi-Wan.
Oh my god.
That's hilarious.
That could have been anyone.
That could have been.
It could be anyone.
That could have been Speedy in that suit.
Michaela, you can never grace us with your video presence. What's going on?
I know. I don't know. I'm always like running around this house, and now my dog is starting to bark again.
That's some celebrity level stuff.
Yeah, it is.
But let's talk. What are we talking about first? Are we talking about Obi-Wan?
We can't talk about Lightyear until Joey leaves.
And I haven't seen Lightyear either. And I'm hearing rave reviews, and I got to go see Lightyear. So
really?
But it's crazy. Jurassic Park beat Lightyear.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It shouldn't.
That's crazy.
I'm very surprised by that.
We sent our own Drew Talman, a.k.a. Alto Games, to go watch the preview, the media preview.
I thoroughly enjoyed
screening.
It.
And
look at you, coming up in the world.
Yeah. I know, man.
I thought it was great, too. Let's spoil the whole thing for Joey right now.
Yes, correct.
Hell no. Y'all need to wait. I'm going to be out of here like
dies.
Like it.
I'm kidding. Everyone dies.
Everyone dies.
I'm so out of it. I didn't even know that Chris Evans, I didn't know who all was involved. And then I started seeing promo stuff for it for Lightyear.
But you know what bothers me is that the fact that it didn't have big box office success is because of the situation with, you know, the same-sex character, you know, the LGBTQ.
It literally is the smallest scene you could ever think. And you're going to be like,
it was a same-sex kiss. I know it was like a same-sex kiss. I think that's like the first one in a cartoon. But it's like, come on, bro. Like, girl, like,
are we
really
still
like,
on that, though? Are we still doing that?
Dog.
Like, is it still
Pride Month.
This is
There's
so
some
crazy.
People that are still out there it's Pride Month. On that. It is what it is.
Crazy.
Wow! All right.
You let that affect you going to you let that one thing affect Literally. You going from seeing a good movie.
Yeah. Well, your 4-year-old kid shouldn't be out kissing anyway. No matter who they're kissing.
There you go. It don't matter who it is.
Kissing random. I don't want my 4-year-old son just out kissing women, like young girls. I'm like, yo, you can't just go around kissing people, dude. Like,
I mean, the prince in Sleeping Beauty literally kisses a sleeping woman. So, I mean, that's if they're able to do that, like, why can't they show two women? That's crazy.
To save her. Because she didn't know how to sew. It was a different time, Alter.
Ah, silly me.
Let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. We got the main three shows that are going on right now. The first one being Obi-Wan Kenobi. We got our episode 5, and we got our flashbacks. The flashbacks that the prequel fans have been waiting for. Was it everything we all hoped for the whole episode there? Is it a good prelude to a good finale? Or
listen,
what are we
I'm
expecting?
I'm going to be mad, Chamber, on this one and jump in front of everybody. Yo, Obi-Wan Kenobi is one of the illest fictional characters in history. He's just dope. My man, listen, you ever elbowed your homeboy in the back of his neck? When he elbowed Anakin in the back of his neck without a lightsaber, I'm like, this dude is legendary. I personally love the episode.
Yeah?
I love the episode. A lot doesn't make sense, you know, but it's also space ninjas, you know, talking.
Samurais in space.
Yeah. And anyone, Joey, your kid's not old enough, but I'm sure Speedy, you put your child in a vent before.
Yeah.
So, like, fix something. Like, get in the vent, little kid.
Yeah, an air conditioned vent. Yeah, why not?
Get in there and unclog
it's character
that.
Building.
Yeah, it's
character
fix
building.
The filter.
Yeah. Yeah.
We 80s babies. We grew up climbing in vents. So, like, Leia knowing the whole layout of the internal fumigation system of a random base on some random planet doesn't bother me at all.
It's kind of like, you know, don't pay attention to or don't ask too many questions. Just watch the show. I feel like Obi-Wan is kind of like, don't worry about canon. Enjoy the show. Don't worry about making sense. Come on, Michaela. You know, you got some strong feelings about Star Wars.
I do have strong feelings, but I mean,
everybody
ducks. My Obi-Wan.
Everybody, got to protect yourself at all times.
I know. This is my Star Wars. But I don't like Reva, or I don't like that character.
Oh, there you go. That's the hate you're looking for, Tarek. You can have it out right now.
I don't think she's that good of an actress. And two, really, she's going to give up right in front of the other stormtroopers what her plan is?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, that is so unrealistic that she's going to go up to the door and be like, yeah, my plan all along. I'm going to kill Darth Vader. Like, come on. Like, right then and there?
Oh,
well, they only got one episode left.
Yeah.
But right there, like, they couldn't have written in that she, like, says, like, I'm going to interrogate him alone. And then she tells him.
I mean, we're working with George Lucas and stuff here.
I mean, you know, there wasn't much logic to the original anyway, right? I mean, come on. You know?
Okay, but the original versus, like, okay, we're past that. Like, we're Mandalorian era, Rogue One era writing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Listen, like I said, there's flaws. there's definitely flaws.
It's not perfect.
I'm like, how did the Grand Inquisitor survive? Why is everybody surviving? Everyone's surviving the same stab move.
The Grand Inquisitor has more than one stomach, though. That was a given.
What?
That was a given?
I just thought it was just the dark side. You know, I guess the dark side thing, you know, like you can will yourself to stay alive because you're so
angry. I haven't watched Rebels and I haven't finished the Clone Wars. So.
Okay, so.
Is there some stuff I don't know? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Now we're getting into stuff that you got to have watched other things to make some things make sense.
So did you not like it, Michaela?
This episode or this the show?
This episode.
This episode, I liked it and I didn't like it. Like I said, I love Obi-Wan. I like how, you know, they're really getting back into Anakin and Obi-Wan's relationship. We're seeing flashbacks. I like Leia in this as well. She's getting in those, like, small, tight spaces. She sees Lola. But with the Reva character, I just think that they're throwing it in there because they want someone from Order 66 of the Padawan that got salvaged from it to be thrown in. But I just don't. I can't buy her acting.
Yeah, obviously she's not going to survive. I mean, that would just be a canon breaking thing.
You say obviously, like like everyone else.
I'm hoping against hope. There you go. What's the over under? She survives after episode 6 here.
How many other black characters are on there? they've already killed.
I don't think I can use my whole hand to count them. Right.
we know we're going to get Lando at some point. She might make it. She might make it. They definitely couldn't kill her off right before Juneteenth. I can tell you that.
Well, we won't get it till Wednesday, so they'll be out.
Yeah, they had to wait till.
But I like, as Deborah Chow as the director, I think she's doing a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
And like I said, the other writing around it, I think it is a strong series. I'm just also biased. But like I said, I love Obi-Wan, so.
Yeah, I kind of joined the show and kind of just like, oh, well, that I have a question about that. But, oh, well, let me keep watching the show. You know, so that's where I'm at as far as Obi-Wan. I mean, I like the flashbacks to this episode. I thought it was great. I like the, you know, a bunch of little logic things, you know, the climbing in the, Leia knowing how to fix things, I guess, whatever.
She's got rich parents, though. She's seen a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, parents. I got to go back and watch because I think they alluded to her technical knowledge early, but I'm not positive. Don't quote me on that. Like when they first introduce her, that she's kind of smart with machines too. But maybe I saw someone.
She has a strong relationship with droids, so she might like know a lot about them through her relationship with them.
Yeah, interesting.
Joey, also, what do y'all think? We haven't gotten you guys.
Yeah,
I have only seen the first episode. That being,
it all.
I'm caught up on Miss Marvel. It's fine. I mean, I'm not. after, I'd say, yeah.
You're watching
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Miss Marvel over Obi-Wan Kenobi, Alto.
I lost interest in Star Wars after this recent trilogy. Sorry.
Listen, to his defense, I'm kind of on the same wave. You already know, like I've said it numerous times, I'm not the greatest Star Wars fan.
No, I get it.
I honestly think, like, for me, it's just something to watch until the next Marvel series comes along. But I will say that the Obi-Wan's
it's filling up a space.
To hold me down.
It's filling up a space in your life right now.
Filling space.
How do you really feel, Joey?
Miss Marvel got on. Yeah, so Miss Marvel got on.
There's other things you can watch.
Thor comes out.
Yeah. You catch up on those Apple Plus TV shows.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Obi-Wan is a very good show, and I thoroughly enjoy you. I've always liked Ewan McGregor as an actor, and I thought he was phenomenal in all the, you know, portrayals of Obi-Wan in the episodes 1 through 3 and here now. I thought it was solid. I like that they have Leia's character, you know, doing a lot, and it's kind of shows a lot of lore to who she is later on in the series, in the, like, the entire Star Wars, like legacy. But, I thought the episode was solid. I like the flashbacks, the callbacks. I think they are giving the Hayden Christensen the you've totally redeemed yourself treatment. So it was good. I think the finale is just gonna like probably hit it out the park. And pizza. I think this finale is definitely gonna hit it out the park. And like Michaela said, I guess they got a whole other season ready to come out too, or I don't know.
They haven't officially said it, but allegedly. Obi-Wan.
I would like to see it as a film though. Like I would like to see a little bit more story prior to him, engaging in Luke years later. Yeah. Pause. That sounded kind of weird.
I had a question about like why they captured Obi-Wan but left him locked up inside. For Darth Vader, why didn't you just bring him out? You already had him in chains. You know, little things like that.
They did bring him out.
You know how dramatic Anakin is.
Yes.
Oh yeah. He's been waiting for that episode.
Yeah.
He's been waiting for this fade for what's just been 10 years. Like that man cut off that man's legs and arms. Yeah, it's like yo, I've been waiting. Like nah, I'm not just gonna stab you through the heart. I'm good. Gotta torture you because I burned alive on a planet that I now live on. Like I wallow in that.
I feel like Obi-Wan was going crazy looking for the higher ground in his battles.
Yeah.
He looks like he's trying to find the higher ground.
Darth Vader is Kevin Durant when he went to the Warriors.
Yeah.
And LeBron is Obi-Wan. He's just like, I'm going here. I'm only doing this to beat you. I just want to beat you. But I understand where you come from, Michaela, with Reva. Like, out of all the performances, I don't think she's awful, but I think it's not the best one when you take her up against, like, Ewan McGregor, who's hard to, he's a really good actor. Tala, the one who played Tala, the Imperial officer.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah.
Her acting is pretty good, you know. Leia's great, and then it's just like this character. But I think it's part of the writing thing. Like that dude. Like, how does she survive? My biggest question is, how does she survive Order 66? It looks like he might have stabbed her, but I don't know. This didn't make any sense.
I don't know what they meant by that flashback. Me and actually my husband were like going back and forth about what it like interpretation. Did she make that face because she was stabbed, or did she make that face because she saw other people get stabbed?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. It was some kind of trauma there, I guess.
She's going to be okay for the next episode, though.
Yeah. They should have just made her a dark Jedi instead of making her an Inquisitor. They should have just made her someone who's also hunting down Obi-Wan. and it wouldn't have mattered. But whatever. I mean, I get it. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for Obi-Wan. Again, I love the flashbacks. So.
Yeah. It's still enjoyable to me, even though I had some problems with little things. But
I like it better than Mandalorian. I like it better than Boba Fett.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Boba Fett was. Boba Fett was okay until Boba Fett was until Mandalorian showed up.
Boba Fett is the Moon Knight of.
Oh my god. Moon Knight was okay, man. Moon Knight was alright.
Moon Knight was cool.
Moon Knight was cool for what it was.
Oh man.
I expected too much from Moon Knight.
To be better.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at, Alto. I wanted Moon Knight to be better.
There you go. Me too. I agree. We'll see what happens when we get that season 2. But let's transition into Ms. Marvel episode 2, guys. How are we on the show now? We got 2 episodes in.
I really like this show, and I know it's a show that's catered to more teens, but I think it's really well written. I'm warming up to the Kamala Khan character and the girl who plays her. Mm-hmm. So, but she's doing a great job, man. It gives me Spider-Man Homecoming vibes, where they took us through high school.
Right.
I think it was really, interesting how they are using the bands to kind of tell a story that, basically Kree technology just somehow landed in her family. And it's very intriguing to find out more how the story unfolds. And I thought it was really dope how they do all these connective tissues with all the Marvel, all the MCU movies of the past. What was cool is all the little name drops. You know what I mean? I feel like Marvel heard the outcry for, Moon Knight didn't have any really huge callbacks or anything like that, or it didn't feel connected to the MCU at all, except when they mentioned the ancestral plane from Black Panther when, they were doing the whole, when they were dead. But I think it's cool. Marvel's here you go. Easter eggs? Here, take that. And they're just throwing them all our way. I really enjoyed the ending and the twist where she, the guy that she's in love with low-key. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cool how they twisted his character and, he was basically setting her up so that way, she can meet her mom. And obviously his mom is knows a lot of what was going on with her powers in the bands.
I enjoyed the show for what it is right now so far. Has it been established that's Kree technology, though? I don't think we've gotten anything.
Yeah, I mean, because I think that's what summons Captain Marvel to come, which I think she'll make a cameo at the end of the series.
You know way too much about this show right now.
Here's the thing, because I never really, I never read Ms. Marvel comics, so... Uh-huh. Now I'm
I honestly never knew about the character until the Avengers game myself.
Yeah. The video game is where I was introduced to her also.
Same. And it made me just dig in and do a little research because my thing is just what makes this character so interesting enough that Marvel is, invested in putting a whole series out catered to us. Because this is a big deal. You got to understand, we done lost, the Black Widow. We done lost, Tony Stark. It's RIP to, Chadwick Boseman that was from the Black Panther 2 movie. So it's Marvel's really got to hit it out the park with a lot of these characters. And, they're taking a lot of these newer guys. Ms. Marvel's a very, I would say a fresh character within the comics because she only came out like a few years ago. The 2010s, it's intriguing to find out, what's making this character so interesting enough for them to actually, do a series. I'm doing the same thing with, Ironheart. I want to start reading the Ironheart comics because her series is going to come. There's a time with Black Panther. So I think what, they're doing with the Kamala Khan character, I think it's probably the best new character that we have right now. As far as story-wise and how they're telling the story.
She first appeared in 2013 in the comics.
Still new. Still
fresh. That's very new.
It's very new. Brand new. Very, very brand new.
And Riri came out 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Riri Williams.
Yep. So definitely a good time. Michaela, have you been watching it? No? Yes? No?
I'm watching Miss Marvel, and I'm very much enjoying it.
Yeah?
Yes, I think it's... So far, these two episodes have been very good. Like Joey said, I like the twist at the end of this episode. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It reminds me of Spider-Man. You know, this teenage girl who's just, you know, living her life, but also now has this power. Which I was kind of screaming at the screen this week or last week when her nose turned colors, you know, with the powers. And I'm like, take off the band. Like, just take it off.
It probably messes you up. It probably disorients you if you take it off. I think it disoriented her when she put it on.
She keeps it probably does like the same thing
when you she take keeps it on. I'm like, take it off.
Well, like, at least I probably wouldn't take it off either.
You can't turn off your powers, but just take off the bangle.
You know, I probably wouldn't take it off either. It's like being the Wild Wild West, leaving without your gun, you know?
I guess, but it was just like a common misconception. Like,
disarmed you in most cities. Everyone thinks people in the Wild West are walking around with guns. They disarmed you in every city you went into. That's a very bad misconception. Unless you're out there shooting a beaver, you know, you don't need the damn gun.
Let's talk about this. Let's move on, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I talk about my opinion on the show?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I thought you did. I'm sorry. By all means, please do so.
Not allowed.
I'm very much like Joey. Like, I know this show is not supposed to be for me, and I'm surprisingly very much liking it.
Really?
Yeah, it's very enjoyable to me. They're doing a good job of like this person of her backstory. My two issues are that her powers aren't the same as they are in the comics. I want stretchy arms.
I know that's going to look good on TV, but it would be, yeah.
Well, yeah.
They have looked fantastic. More. I think maybe they think it's too close to what they want.
Probably. And then the bracelets as a backstory is a great backstory. Like, that's what's intriguing to me.
Well, it's only one bracelet. It's only one bracelet.
Yeah, the bracelet. Yeah, like, what is his backstory? And again, I still keep thinking about the Ten Rings. Like, are all these things from somewhere else? Like, where are we getting?
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, that'd be crazy. Yeah. Both of them are from the same place.
Yeah.
They're all like, so I think it's dope. It's related, maybe. Who knows?
I think we got to get some more, like, 30, 40-year-old dudes to watch this show, man. It's impressive. It's actually
apparently,
very good.
Apparently, is the least watched Marvel property ever.
I get it. If you watch the promos, I wouldn't watch it. But now that I'm watching it, I'm like, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Right, and you got to go in with the mentality like, you know, this show ain't for you, you know what I mean, for a 45, 50-year-old man or somebody, you know what I mean, somebody like in their late, you know, in their 30s or whatnot. Like, this is definitely Marvel trying to do, you know, put in work and try to draw in a younger audience to come, you know, grow with these characters, which is not a bad move either, but it's also telling a really good story. And I think, like, if you put your mindset, like, yo, what were you doing at that age in high school? Like, it's pretty much the same thing, just with more technology.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, it's nothing that we haven't seen before. Like, you know, you talk about Spider-Man Homecoming vibes. I mean, Spider-Man Homecoming, when John Watts was putting it together, he used Ferris Bueller's Day Off as, you know, like a focus point.
Right.
Like, hey, I want to kind of do this, but make it superhero.
Yeah.
Listen.
And, you know, you felt that.
Yeah, Disney also is airing now. I just realized they're airing the new Wonder Years. But I didn't know they were airing that.
Yeah.
Basically the younger Wonder Years with powers. Like, you know, it's cool. I'm enjoying it. I think a lot of people are missing out because of the marketing of it. I think a lot of people are missing out. And it's not a familiar character.
I'm really surprised at the marketing. Like, I barely even knew that it was, like, out already. Like, I feel like I didn't see any promotional stuff until it's like, oh yeah, by the way,
I don't think you read a demo. That's why
we need to tap Alto into some like Instagram blogs and things like that.
that's the thing. Like,
it's everywhere.
I don't know. I'm talking about compared to the other Marvel properties. Like, I knew about like way before, but then it's like, oh yeah, here's the first Miss Marvel. Oh, it's out already. Like, that's how it felt like.
Yeah. She's not a popular character overall, like that popular. Like, I don't think people are ready for like Warriors and Young Avengers and stuff like that. I think people are a little resistant to the idea, but that's what's coming. But definitely. I will say that I will say that when I think when the Marvels drops, the film, the Marvels,
yeah,
people are going to go back and watch the show, and then it'll, you know,
you're going to have to at that point.
I think so. I think so. They're definitely going to. It's definitely going to rewatch. I think that's why they kind of do these things. Talk about. Let's move on, ladies and gentlemen, to The Boys, season 3, episode 5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's time to look on this world of lies. How are we feeling about The Boys?
Real quick before I get up out of here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I love The Boys. Like, this is such a phenomenal TV show, bro. And it just keeps you wanting more. And the way their cliffhangers are just next level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole thing with Soulja Boy and his powers. And we had a feeling that Kimiko would eventually recover. And it's interesting to find out that, you know, what the Russians did experimenting on Soulja Boy is now he made him just, you know, he can hang and bang with Homelander and nullify his powers enough to buy the boy some time to, like, to kill him off. Just seeing this whole thing play out and seeing the perspectives either from Homelander's side and you seeing it from Butcher's side. And they're pretty much the same guy, just on two different ends of the spectrum. And just seeing that play out is pretty intense. And it's crazy that, you know, you see Huey. I feel like he's going to grow addicted to the Compound V.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. It's kind of like a junkie vibe I'm getting from the
oh, yeah, he's
the
definitely
temporary
getting
V thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was crazy, like, just to see how strong Soulja Boy is. And they're literally doing the fight fire with fire thing with him and knowing, and you know, Starlight is really not with the shits like they are. now, I mean, but it's, you know, they feel like they're backs to the wall.
I like the that's why it's funny. It's raining outside, ladies and gentlemen, here in Tampa, Florida.
Very on brand for the state.
Yeah.
Or the city.
Yeah, we need that lightning for the lightning.
Yeah, we need the lightning for the win.
That's right. We need the hype. I thought it was funny the White Claw.
They have an avalanche in Colorado. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. They ain't have an avalanche in Colorado. They just beat that. Y'all are wild. Go on with your friends. Sorry.
Back up to The Boys. I thought it was funny the White Claw
avalanche of points.
Every time she was stressed out, or like,
there was more
than
the
White
Claw
reference. Oh no, definitely. There's more commercials than that in there, but I thought it was funny.
Yo, the A-Train's commercial.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
That was so dope. That was like the whole, like, I think I forgot which Jenner or which Kardashian it referenced.
It was
a Pepsi commercial.
Kendall
with Pepsi.
Yeah. Oh my God, man. What a great reference. That was hilarious. I love that. I love that. No, man. I think this show keeps getting better. I thought we get to a point where we start to like die down. Like, okay, how much can we do? Now I'm like, I don't know where this is going. And they're doing so much more. It's getting better and better, in my opinion.
What did you think about the musical number?
I'm not a musical guy. I hate musicals.
I was like, when it was happening, I was like, what are we doing? I was like, okay, all right.
It's just her rejoicing that she's like a normal person now, at least for the moment. But she's gonna realize
it caused confusion. I was like, what are they doing to the show? Wait a second.
No, it's cool. It's cool because I've seen it done even in the Ms. Marvel series. You know, it's just like they go into this musical number where you're just like kind of inside the character's head and seeing what they're seeing and how they're envisioning like the feeling that they have. So. That was really what Kimiko was. It was just more so of her just rejoicing that the fact that she's a normal person for the time being. But I think it's going to get to a point where Frenchie is going to get jammed up in a situation, and you already see with the Nina stuff, you know, he's going to get jammed up to a point where she's going to need to tap in with her powers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Joey, I know you got to go. I know you got to run. Go get in. Yeah. Let everyone know how they can follow you, especially the guys on the, listening to this on the audio I'm podcast
on this,
version.
On this blue bubble right here, at Joey Franchise, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch. Follow me, and I'm about to head over to the station to go do my show, 7 to midnight, Wild 94.1, and go Bolts.
Yeah, yeah.
Right
there.
Let's go.
All right, gentlemen. All right, y'all. Joey. See you, brother.
Peace.
Later. Yeah. I'm enjoying The Boys. I like it. I like it a lot. I like the comedy. I'm kind of used to, I used to read Garth Ennis' run on Punisher when he was writing Punisher, and I loved that whole story there. That was great. I really enjoyed that. And he also did I think he did there's another show that was turned to a TV show too that he also wrote. I'm trying to remember the name of it right now. And it's actually very popular. It's got a good cult following. It was I think it was
Garth Ennis?
Yeah, Garth Ennis. Yeah, he wrote something else that became a TV show as well.
Huh.
Yeah. Let me see. Garth.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
It's going to bother me. Yeah, it's going to bother me.
He did the Umbrella Academy. Is he part of the Umbrella Academy?
Did he do Umbrella Academy? Yeah, let's see. Preacher. There you go. That's his. Preacher. He did Preacher. He did some Hellboy. He's done a lot of cool stuff.
He wrote part of Constantine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some stuff. So well, speaking of musicals, apparently,
now, ladies and gentlemen,
Joker
before we get into that, all right, this is a rumor, okay? Warner Brothers has yet to make any kinds of official announcements about anything, okay? So
you're only saying that because you don't want it to happen.
I don't.
it was from reliable sources.
Reliable sources, okay. Well, I'll let you guys report on it. How about that? Go ahead and tell us.
You want us to report it?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure,
well, ahead. I think it was reported on Variety, which is a
was it on Variety?
Huge,
let's see.
You know, publication for you know pop culture and movies, and they said that they have sources that say that Lady Gaga has been recruited to the sequel of The Joker alongside Joaquin Phoenix, who they believe she is playing Harley Quinn, which we believe she's going to play Dr. Harleen Quinzel for like the one that before she turns crazy. Apparently she's been put in because one, she is a singer and two, she's a songwriter to possibly make the Joker, the second Joker, a musical, which I don't think it's going to be a full fledged musical. I think it's going to be like this episode of The Boys where it's just one song.
You're right. It's Variety, Hollywood Reporter, all the heavy hitters are reporting.
Which is funny because before we did our show last Monday, Dominic had mentioned to me that wouldn't that be crazy if that happened, because a very small reporter that he follows said that's the rumor, but we didn't believe it until Variety posted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't believe it either still, but I guess I don't want to believe it. I think it'll be cool if she's the actress. That's fine. You know
she's
what I mean?
A great
I don't
want
to turn into a music. Yeah, she's a great actress. What do you think, Tarek? What's your take? Your hot take?
I think I agree with Michaela. I think there's going to be a musical segment, and
that's fine.
Someone got wind of that and is like, it's going to be a musical. I don't think it's going to be a musical. I mean, with the exception of Hamilton, even most musicals aren't all musicals. Like, there's some dialogue in there for the most part. But I wouldn't surprised if Todd Phillips did something like that. I think either way, I mean, just looking up, like, I didn't realize the Joker made $1 billion. That's crazy for that type of film to do. And I think that gives you creative license. Once you make $1 billion, like, what do you want to do next, Todd? and you cast Lady Gaga, you want her to sing a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, you want her to sing a little bit. I'm just going to trust him. I'm just going to trust him on this. If it's a full blown out musical, I'm with Joey's going, but I probably won't. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see it regardless, but
well, there was a big shakeup in the Warner Brothers DC stuff and the movies, and Walter Hamada's not there anymore. A bunch of people got fired.
Yeah.
Somebody else in charge now. and the whole merger with Discovery. So,
yeah, even on the Hollywood Reporter article, it said it's very early talks, and Gaga will play Quinn. However, this new Quinn exists in a different DC universe than Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn, who appeared in the Suicide Squad.
Right. I see. Which that. Is I see them doing
also
that.
In another universe as the Batman. Like, that's yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a DC thing, man. Just
we all there, just right? need to stop thinking the Marvel way of life.
Yeah.
They
did it right.
Because there's so many comic books that are not in the same universe.
If you don't like the multiverse stuff or variants and stuff like that in Marvel, you're definitely not going to like in DC because that's
I played
DC
Injustice.
Is all about.
I know how that is. Yeah.
DC is all
well,
about.
Listen,
they double,
right.
They double down on that multiverse.
Great example.
They triple down on the multiverse.
Especially in the sequel.
Here's a good thing about Ezra Miller possibly being a very big scumbag.
Yeah.
If you have to write him out, if you have to, you can just recast a Flash and recast and redo the whole universe. Say what you want about the X-Men films. Say what you want about the X-Men films, but Days of Future Past was a great reworking. Now, what they did after that, we can criticize, but it definitely streamlined everything.
I remember walking out of Days of Future Past feeling like, yo, they fixed it.
Yeah,
it should be lit now.
Right.
And then they dropped the ball again. It's okay.
Yeah. They fixed it and rebroke it. Yeah.
That's what they did.
It's like tearing the other ACL.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
talking about,
you know, I think this Flash movie, if it happens with Ezra, I don't know what's going to happen with that. It's definitely going to be a reset of that universe. I think they're looking, chomping at the bit to rework that universe. And I think they'd much rather have this Robert Pattinson Batman, and maybe not Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker or a Joker influence, because we saw his influence.
The virus.
Right? I did. It was Joaquin. Joaquin Phoenix, as like a person who had influence, where there's another, there could be another Joker after him, you know. So we never knew the Joker in the comic book by name, like we had all these suppositions on who the Joker is. So, you know, they could definitely rework it. I think that the Joker film and the Robert Pattinson film, Batman film, it has them kind of like, all right, let's get out of this other universe we were dealing with and rework this thing.
Yeah, I think they could do whatever they really wanted to do with the Flash stuff. I just think it's disappointing that they have this potentially finished product sitting on a shelf somewhere, probably not be able to release it or throw it on HBO Max and just be like,
I mean, they got rid of Kevin Spacey in that one movie, didn't they? And replace him with whoever it was.
I think it was possible.
They'll just
didn't Chris D'Elia or something get
yeah, Chris D'Elia and Army of the Dead, and then Tig Notaro.
Yeah, but his role is much smaller.
Super crazy expensive to replace.
Has Warner Brothers ever not done something crazy expensive though?
They replaced a mustache poorly, but they replaced a mustache.
Yeah. But they have new overlords now. So, you know, we don't know what they're going to do. I think with the old overlords, we could have expected, yeah, sure, they're going to do that. They're going to
AOL, Time Warner, Warner, they're not exactly desperate for money.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, this is not Tom Perry Studios just trying to salvage a film.
It's more also, you know, directors and people who worked on the movie and other actors nobody can see their finished product now.
They, you know what I mean? Warner Brothers don't care about that either. I'm talking about a big studio here.
They put that Matrix shit right on HBO Max. Like, oh, Keanu Reeves, man, put that shit on HBO Max. I don't care.
Well, this is the thing. Listen, Michael Keaton coming back is one of the biggest things that they need to have this movie go out and get some bucks for it. So if that means that they reshoot it and hopefully get $1 billion from this, that means they might reshoot this thing.
Listen.
$1 billion for this, for a Flash movie? I don't know.
How many of us didn't think this Top Gun 2 movie was going to work?
Here
we are. Everybody was talking cash.
Is it that a billion? Cash, I mean, is it like 800 million, something like that?
I don't know if it's a bit, but it's been a very big success. Mm-hmm. And no one thought, we all thought, like, this is an awful idea. And here we are.
Well, especially after all the pushbacks, too, like, concerning what those usually mean. It's like, oh, yeah, we don't have a movie. Like, they were trying to get it right, which I wish that was always the case, but yeah.
Yeah. No, Tom Cruise single-handedly dropped the COVID numbers for 3 months. He did. And he yelled at that dude on the set.
Yeah, I remember those videos.
I was like, man, let me tighten up, dog. I don't want Tom Cruise coming for me. Oh, I've seen the firm.
Let's talk about.
I'm available. Put me behind the scenes. I'll stay in my room. I'll eat PB&J.
Let's talk about Tarek. You finally saw Everything All at Once. What's the title of that movie again?
Sorry. Everything Everywhere All at Once. And a bag of chips.
Tell us about your experience with that movie. How you feel about it?
I think I'm a victim of seeing it too late and too much hype. So I know people who are like, I've seen it 5 times and it's the greatest movie of the year. It's the greatest movie of the past 10 years. And I'm like watching it and I'm like, this is straight. This is cool. This is interesting. I'm never coming back to see this again. And it's so, sometimes
but Raccoon Cooney, you can't say that.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life is that Raccoon. Listen, that fucking raccoon, I was inconsolable after that film. I was like, yo. That's definitely funny. One of the best things I've ever seen. A lot of messages, a lot of good stories. The fighting scenes were good. There were some scenes where I could see where you're like, yo, why did they do that? They went too far. I won't say what it was, but it's kind
of
like.
This was the writer of Rick and Morty, right? That did this movie?
Is it?
I think so. One of the writers on Rick and Morty.
Well, they would explain.
Dan Harmon.
Just wrong. It would explain a lot of stuff. But no, I thought it was solid. I wouldn't recommend it. Like, if my mom was like, I want to go see a movie, I'd be like, no, don't go see that.
Okay.
Don't go see that.
That's a Mother's Day movie.
Wow.
Don't you laugh. You know.
I haven't seen it yet, so I have no opinion whatsoever.
I think you would enjoy it. I'll tell you. I don't know if you've seen it. I think you would enjoy it.
It's very out of the box.
It's a multiverse movie.
A wholesome family film.
It's a wholesome
family film. I do want to see it. I just haven't gone around.
I'm curious. I don't know. Listen, I don't know where Michelle Yeoh is from, but I'm like, they couldn't have shown this in China.
Oh, my God.
It was way too controversial.
One, they had lesbians.
Oh, yeah.
And two, things are getting stuck up people's butts.
Yeah,
it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, it's, you know.
So, Speedy, you want to see it now?
God, that sounds like my kind of show. There you go. Great.
It's a lot of crazy stuff in there, but a very good multiverse movie. I would say they probably did do the multiverse. I want to say better than Doctor Strange. You're just more familiar with Doctor Strange stuff.
I thought it was very creative. I thought the way that they did it was very creative. To show this family who's just like low income, owns a laundry mat, and it's like, how crazy can the story get from there? It's like, you would think that it's just like a basic A24, like Lady Bird type of movie. Greta Gerwig, basic, like very coming of age film, but this one's like out of the box. And that's what I loved about it. I was like, you know, this movie, like, no other brain could think of this other than that person who wrote this.
That was like my thing. Shit. I walked out of there like, who wrote this? Like, what? What were they thinking? But not like in a bad way, but kind of like yo.
Like a little wild?
What do you have going on? Like, how could you even fathom this? For that reason, it was dope. And as a person who loves film, it was great, as you know, cinematically, acting wise, the writing was great. I don't think it's for everybody.
Okay. Fair enough. I will check it out eventually. What I am going to check out I just got it, Alto. I just got it, Drew.
Hey,
I just
Shredder's Revenge.
Yes, sir.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's Michelangelo
is.
Yeah, I apparently everyone is raving about this game.
It's so smooth, like the combos and all that. Like it's Turtles in Time with like modern controls and just like It's great. The music's amazing. All that.
Cool.
Ghostface Killah has a song in it. And, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? I
saw the van thing. Joint. That's dope. That's so retro.
The overworld looks just like Mario. It's awesome.
I'm so excited to play it.
I still have yet to beat it, but I'm very close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can save?
Yeah. There's actually a story mode and an arcade mode. So story mode, it's like the lives replenish each level and all that, and like there's no like game over. And there's like challenges and stuff like that, which I think is really cool as far as the replayability. Yeah. Also, it's in the trailer. Yeah. After you beat the story mode, you get Casey Jones, and also it's up to 6 players online.
Oh, that's the character I want. Casey
Jones. Thing that sucks is that the crossplay is only for Xbox and PC, which I get it, but also
I just got it on my Switch. I got a new Nintendo Switch, and I got it on there. That was a consensus.
But it's amazing so far. And the arcade mode is the one that's close to like the Super Nintendo ones, where like you start out with a certain number of lives, and like once you lose those, it's over.
It's like a wave of enemies keep coming.
That's I think it's the same like levels, but it's more like arcadey.
Arcade.
Like it's truly arcade mode. Like, you have to put coins in? No, I'm kidding.
I think people were going to like this game regardless, but when they started promoting, like, you could play with Casey Jones, it got me really hyped.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what got me the most hyped.
All right, guys. I think we had everything we wanted to talk about on the show today. Unless I'm forgetting something, help me out.
I think we talked about Young Justice last week, right?
I don't think so.
Young Justice is over.
It is. It finished.
It's over. The season ended, finally. Yeah. It felt like it took 17 years to finish this one season.
Is the show over? Is it done?
Oh, yeah, we can also talk spoilers about Lightyear since Joey's gone.
Oh, yeah. So we'll go ahead and touch about
who watched it?
I have not seen it.
I watched it.
Oh.
But I also don't get
it. So it's only you and I have watched it, Michaela. So, Tarek, how you feel about spoilers?
I'm okay. I'm pretty sure he's going
to
become a
toy. I don't think there's anything too.
I'm not going to go too in depth with the spoilers. I mean, all I'll say is that as a kid who grew up with like the cartoon Buzz Lightyear and Star Command, like the callbacks to that, not directly, but like the fact that one of the main enemy in that is the big bad in this too. I'm like, oh shit. Nice. So that was all.
Oh yeah, that was that one spoiler. That is a one big spoiler.
Anyway,
is there going to be a sequel? There you go. Did it leave it on a cliffhanger for a sequel? Or what?
There is going to be a sequel.
Yeah,
there needs to be. Did you stay it to the end credits?
I didn't. I don't think I stayed through the end credits.
There's an end credits scene for anyone listening.
I watched the mid credits scene where what's his name? I can't think of the one.
The robot.
I didn't see that one then. No.
You didn't see the robot one?
No, I saw the one where... Wait, are you talking about where they went into the shield or whatever, and then he, like, chuckled in the background?
And who was in the background?
No, like the shield was in the background, and I can't remember the character's name, like, the captain or the general or whatever. He was sitting at his desk, and he chuckled at, like, the shield being still working. I don't know, whatever. Anyway.
Oh, I know what you're saying, yes. Yeah. There was two after that.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't see those.
In your hopes to not spoil, you just give him like all the plots.
Here's the end.
No,
here's
there's two.
That one was a throwaway.
We're not gonna spoil his end of the movie.
When you watch the trailers and then when you watch this movie, it's like they don't really give anything away in the trailers. Do you feel that way, Tallman?
Yeah.
So it's like this storyline is just not what I thought it would be, and it's kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's very heartbreaking.
Wow!
Toy Story is a tearjerker.
It is a tearjerker.
Especially
this one. I don't know. I'm kind of sad that the numbers it's making in the box office right now, but
because Jurassic
the sad
World
thing about
exists,
the pandemic, it's caused people to see family movies as things to go right on demand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be honest, even I looked for it. Like when they were like Buzz Lightyear's out, I looked for it on Disney Plus first. Like, oh, this is where it's going to be. They're like, no, it's in theaters. Like, oh, I was kind of shocked.
Well, let's see. It'll probably show up fast on Disney Plus. It seems like it's something.
for that.
But I don't have no kids, man. I can't take my old ass out there to see no damn.
No, you can't. Yeah. I don't have any kids either. Me and Dominic were like, we were like scoffing at the children, if anything. Like these kids.
I could buy my own combo of popcorn.
Watch it crying. Make it stop crying.
I got to go see Lightyear at 11:30 in Ybor. What are you doing? I'm going to see Lightyear. They said none of these little jits out here.
But it was a good movie. And it kind of, the beginning reminded me of Up a little bit, where they established like this relationship. Mm-hmm. They established a relationship between Buzz and his partner in Star Command. Forgive me, I don't remember her name. I know her last name was Hayward or...
Yeah.
I don't remember. But they established their relationship. And then you see time pass. And you're like, oh my gosh, like this is like Up, where it's like you, this emotion you gain for these characters within the first like 5-10 minutes is insane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hawthorne. Dominic just texted me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was just looking it up. I was like, we got to get this. Yeah, Hawthorne. Is he Hawthorne?
It's Hawthorne. Sorry, I said Haywood. Well, regardless, all we need to know is there's Buzz Lightyear. I guess Hawthorne's very important too, but. I don't know. I love Pixar. I really wanted them to do well because all their films before this had been right into Disney Plus unfairly. Yeah. I wanted to do so well, but I don't know. This isn't giving me hope that the next one will be on theaters.
I think it sounds like it's something that might gain steam.
Maybe. But with the summer blockbuster movies, it's like it's hard to think that it will.
There's just a lot of competition. Like, what are you going to choose to watch? Jurassic Park, Top Gun, or Lightyear?
Pop Lightyear.
But what's going on? What else is going on in the summer, though? I mean, it's like Thor. What else is going on big in the
Thor
summer?
Thor coming, yeah.
Ain't nobody going to go see Prey, you know?
No, Prey's in Prey, you stream it. Prey's on Hulu.
Oh, that Elvis movie is this weekend, and so is Black Phone.
Black what?
Black Phone.
The Black Phone.
The Black Phone,
the Ethan Hawke movie.
Alto will go see it tomorrow. He's got a screening for it tomorrow.
You know, I think it's funny. Sorry, Alto, but I already saw it last week.
I know.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, the movie comes out when?
What movie's coming out next? Black Phone?
The Black Phone, yep.
It's a horror movie. Black Phone, Ethan Hawke. It's like a 70s
like
style horror thriller.
Yeah, okay. Comes out Thursday, looks like.
Yep.
I wasn't even familiar with this.
The director of Doctor Strange did it.
Okay.
The original.
All right. Dang.
Yeah, a lot of time. Multiverse of Madness. Not Multiverse of Madness.
So be on the lookout for
the first one.
Be on the lookout for a review from Drew Tallman, a.k.a. Alto Games, for The Black Phone. He's going to go check it out tomorrow. Monday, I'm going to go check out Minions, The Rise of Gru.
That'll be fun.
Yeah,
it looks interesting.
I can't believe you're gonna watch that before Lightyear, you weirdo.
I am. Maybe because I gotta do my review. I'm going to a screening.
You should have swapped with Andrew.
For work. I couldn't go. I work like 5 jobs. Tarek, explain to her, please.
I don't have to defend you, Speedy. You brown.
That's crazy.
He's like, hey, get her.
Me?
All right, Alto, let them know how they can follow you, sir, especially for the people listening to the audio version of this.
So on Instagram, Drew Tallman, and on Twitch, Alto Games, AltoGame, 2 Z's. And I'll probably be playing either Shredder's Revenge or some more Streets of Rage 4. Yeah,
Streets of Rage 4. I've been thinking about getting into that one.
It's made by the same. Well, yeah. So Shredder's Revenge was made by the same people that made Streets 4, which got me super hype. So yeah.
All right, interesting. Mr. Tarek Lewis, let them know how they could follow you, sir.
My name is Tarek on Instagram and also on YouTube, and also Michaela, take it easy on Speedy. He's apparently sensitive about his schedule. And the movie.
I'm not going to say the age thing, but we all know he does not like Miss Marvel as much as, you know, the youngins do. So we can see the age there.
Okay, boomer.
It's entertaining. It's entertaining. Michaela,
but he's gonna go see Minions.
Minions, but you're gonna be like, eh, I didn't get it.
Probably.
Did you see the other Minions films?
I got to see the first one.
You got to see the first one?
Yeah, I didn't see the first
one. Okay. What about Despicable Me? Do you know what that is?
Yes.
What are the girls' names? Just kidding.
I don't remember their names right now. But I did see the movies.
Neither do I.
As a matter of fact, when Despicable Me came out, all three of them, my children were young, so I had to take them to all three.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like Despicable Me. It was a surprise win for my myself. The first,
too, the first one. And then, yeah.
The first one.
And I aged myself at the same time. So, yeah. Michaela, let them know how they can follow you.
On Instagram at Mika Fig, and on YouTube, you can see our Funko Pop collection with Dominic at Adult Adventure Time.
Yeah. Of course, you can follow me at DJ Speedy JR. All socials. Follow us, the show, Geek Culture Congress. Find us on YouTube. Give us a like. Give us a subscribe. And follow. Give us a like on the Facebook page. Three words, Geek Culture Congress. Put them together on Instagram. And next week, the finale of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Will Reba survive? Will they break Star Wars canon? We don't know. We will find out this Wednesday and talk about it Monday. Right here on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, the boys, Ms. Marvel, and anything else that's going on in geekdom. We will talk about it here. Have a good one, everybody. Oh, go ahead, Derek.
I'm just going to drop it. Let's next week. Can we please talk about The Time Traveler's Wife? Great show on HBO.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I wanted to see that.
We got to talk about it. If you guys can catch up, it's only 6 episodes. You guys can find the time. It's great.
I need to hurry up and get HBO.
Is it based off the movie?
It is based off the movie. Yeah.
I watched a little bit of it. I didn't finish it.
Yeah. Great show.
Yeah. It was interesting. It was definitely interesting. All right, guys. Have a good one. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you guys again next week. Peace out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.